Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out and use it to your advantage. Jeffrey Zabar is all over our website. He's contributed so many different things, articles and archives of interviews that we've conducted in the past several years, and he's our good friend. He is the Chief Home Officer and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Jeffrey, welcome back to the show.
Always great to be here. Thanks for having me, Jim.
I already told him you were a journalist, Jeffrey, and I said you had the government document to prove it.
I have the government document. There you go. Exactly.
The 2001 Small Business Journalist of the Year, according to the United States Small Business.
I don't just have the document. I have the obelisk. I have that little green, probably the same thing you got. That it looks like sort of like the Washington Monument of sorts.
Oh yeah.
There you go. Olive green statuary.
I see that now. I forgot what that was all about. Well, and I have the picture too. Don't forget. Yeah, you have the picture too, right?
I got the picture of me receiving it. What's that?
You got to go to the White House.
I went to the East Room for the reception, and I went. And I'm glad to say that I went to the Senate Caucus Room, and there were no indictments handed down when I was in the Senate Caucus Room.
I was glad we both got out of there with our lives.
We got out alive. It was a beautiful thing.
Jeffrey, one of the things that we talk a good bit about on the show, and I know you know this, is that small business owners need to do a better job of letting the world know what's going on in their businesses. They
exactly.
have things that are happening. They have things that are newsworthy, and things that we think are newsworthy, but we probably don't qualify as news. They might qualify, we just have different things that happen, and we need to know how to sort all that out and to know when and how to reach out to journalists so that we can get our message out there.
Yeah, I think that's an important thing, and you know, often when I'm on, we discuss PR, public relations, we discuss marketing, we discuss writing articles, we discuss creating content, all sorts of things about business that, you know, might be a little bit difficult for the average, you know, small business person, because there's things that I can't do in my business that other business owners and listeners can do well. But when it comes to marketing, I think you and I have that down. So it's as we often have to do, we have to sort of reel it in and make sure we're speaking to the people at a level that's easy for them, and certainly not to put anybody down in that respect. But one of the things that I, as part of the work that I do for the Sun Sentinel down here in Fort Lauderdale, I do the marketing column, and my marketing column this week was on a survey that came out from a company called Bennett & Company. It's a PR firm up in the Orlando, Florida area. And they surveyed journalists to find out what journalists' preferences were as far as how they receive their news and how they work with PR people, and not just PR people, but, you know, business owners who can be their own PR people. And I think there were some pretty compelling answers there that point to the fact that you don't need to hire a big PR firm, you don't need to be a savvy publicist, you don't need to have lots and lots of contacts, you just have to understand how the machine is run in order to be a part of it.
Well, and of course, how that machine is run, part of that is, like any machine, it has to take in stuff to be able to give out stuff.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
The taking in stuff is what's been changing, isn't it?
That's what we see. And this survey has been done to learn more. Bennett, BennettAndCo.com. Bennett and Company is the firm name. But they've been doing it since 1990. And so think back to the mid-90s. I mean, if you wanted to reach a journalist, you were either calling, mailing, or faxing
right.
a document.
Right.
And then 90s and early 2000s, they moved toward email. And so the survey, at some point, I don't remember the year they did it, but the survey started to ask journalists. It goes out to several thousand journalists, and they got 543 responses. So, you know, several years ago, the tide changed, and journalists, instead of seeing a fax or a snail mail, they wanted to see emails with or without attachments. Mm-hmm. And then last year, journalists now started saying that they're visiting blogs online to learn information. And there's a lot about that, and we'll get into that area, but the point being that they're starting to look at blogs as a source of information to learn more about a news topic, a story, a category, doing their research. So as the technology has changed, so too have the journalists' approach to it, which means that the people who are trying to get PR for their small business need to change along with it.
Well, here's the thing. Let's talk about the kinds of things that a small business, the kinds of applications that a small business might use this information for. There, folks, first you have advertising, and that's one side of the house of a journalist organization, like a newspaper or a television station or a radio station or something like that. And then the other side you have is the editorial side. And if you've got a sale going on, you're going to run an ad. You're going to call the ad side, and you're going to run an ad. If your company has achieved some kind of recognition, then you need to write a press release. You need to email a press release to these journalists, because that's the way they want it, by press release. But if you would like to let these journalists know that you're available, that you know about something new that's happening, you've become knowledgeable about some cutting edge capability or technology that people want to know about, all you got to do is let a journalist know that you are capable, you're available to talk to them if they're writing a story about it or whatever, and then you actually are part of the news. You become part of a news story with attribution, rather than having a press release that's stuck over there by itself that's obviously a press release or an advertisement. What do you think, Jeff?
That's exactly it. And I think the key to what you just said is it comes down to one concept or one word: expert. You become the expert in your field.
And you've got to get over being self-conscious about being an expert.
Realize that you may think that running your flower shop, or you may think that running your plumbing or contracting firm, or you may think that running your cobbler shop, your shoe shop, or whatever, your small restaurant, is anybody can do this. This is easy. Well, it isn't easy. In as much as my writing long articles is easy to me, but maybe, you know, rocket science to someone else, doing anything that you do and have done as a career makes you the de facto expert more than probably 99.5% of the rest of the population.
Absolutely. You are an expert, folks. Now, whether you agree to that or admit that and use it to your advantage is another thing, and that's what Jeffrey and I are talking about. And we're also talking about how to get that information out so you can benefit from it without having to write a check. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest, and we'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. Jeffrey, we desperately need your website.
www.chicagotransitauthority.com. www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Hey, Jeff, I do the jokes here.
Sorry about that. I just do bad jokes?
That's right.
Make yours seem that much better.
All your jokes are bad, Jeff.
There you go. But
he's the author of Safe at Home, also Home Office Know-How, and also Teleworking and Telecommuting, among others. They can find the books there, can't they, Jeff?
They can find the books there. We're putting them into ebook, and there's a lot of the content, even without the books, there's a lot of the content on my site. So you can learn a lot about marketing publicity as well, as far as marketing your business.
He's pretty good hand at technology, too, folks. So anything you want to know about that, just check out Jeff's website. It's worth the trip. Okay, we're talking about how to get a little bit extra. You know, Jeff, the thing that I think we want to get across to small business owners today is, folks, if you think about how the big companies do it, they have an advertising budget. but they also have a PR budget. They have a marketing budget. And so they want to get their message out in a lot of different ways. They know that they're going to be written about in by columnists, by editorialists, by reporters. They know their name's going to get out there. And as long as it's not bad news, their name being out there is good news.
Right.
And so you can get a little bitty piece of that by doing some of the things that Jeffrey's talking about, by not just thinking that every time my message gets out there is advertising. Lord knows, Jeffrey, we like advertisers, but the truth is small business owners can take advantage of being experts, of letting people know that something new has happened in your organization, that you're doing something new in the industry, or somehow that you can be a resource for a reporter who's trying to write about something that he is not an expert in.
Right.
He needs you. She needs you, don't they, Jeffrey?
Well, that's exactly it. And I think that what we should put forth, so some tangible to-dos, so when people leave the radio dial, when they're sad that Jim's off the air for the day, and they say,
and they
what
are
am I going to do?
And they are too, Jeffrey.
Here's something that we can do. First off, go and read your local paper. If you're a caterer or if you're a decorator, look in those sections, whether it's food or lifestyle. If you run a business and you want news in the business section, go read the business section. See over the course of a week or two who writes about what it is that you do. So if there's someone in retail, most publications, for example, have a retail writer. They have a technology writer. They might have a marketing writer. They have all different levels in the areas of coverage, you know, what we call beats that they cover. So find out who that person is. It, usually a lot of papers put their email address, if not their phone number, at the bottom of a story so you can contact that reporter. Contact that reporter. Say, hey, you know what, I'm Jeff Sabar. I run a small business consulting firm in Coral Springs, Florida. I saw your story on blank. You know what, if you ever cover this topic again, I just want to offer myself up because, you know, I may be able to lend some insight. I'm a local business owner. I have clients who might be able to talk to you in the future. Or you, instead of making the phone call, you might send an email with that same, the
right.
gist of that information.
I recommend the email. Because of what you said about how they like to get their information. But if they're like you and me, Jeff, and I know that they are in this way, that's an electronic record. They can go back. They can sort that. They can store that. They can find you easily.
Right.
If you
Always
call
make
them,
sure.
they're going to use the note. They're going to lose the note that they write down.
Right.
And then if you're a little self-conscious about saying, you know, I'm an expert, which I can understand, just say, if I can help you, I'll be glad to try.
That's the one thing
that's
to
all
keep
you
in mind. And it's a good point because journalists are harried, as we all are, and email is a great way to go. If ever you get a journalist on the phone, the first thing you got to ask is now a good time? Are you on deadline? Do you have a moment to talk? That'll immediately show them that you know what you're doing. So,
and don't talk about product. Don't talk about your promotion. When you're talking to a reporter, any kind of a journalist, don't talk about your product or pricing or what you're trying to sell. The only time to talk about product is if the product is the subject of what they're calling about, and
exactly.
then you have to talk about it as an industry expert, not as the owner of your business. But you get the attribution. These are the words of John Jones of Acme, whatever.
Right. Exactly. And I think that it's important that you lay it out there. Like you said, if you email them, you make a digital record for them. You include the best way to contact you, phone, cell, your email address obviously will be there, but it's often good to include the email address in the message so they can just click on it if it gets filed or whatever, if they have to print it out, if it gets forwarded. So your contact information is always there. And just become a resource. Don't expect that every time you talk to a journalist, you're going to see your name in ink.
Right.
You may not. But call them and say, look, even if you don't quote me or source me or whatever, how can I help you? Because
exactly.
they will come back. They will appreciate that.
Well said. That's excellent, Jeff. And the thing is that, folks, this is the kind of thing that if you make this approach to these folks, maybe over a period of 5 years, you will get quoted twice or three times.
I've had the same thing happen with USA Today, for example,
uh-huh.
where I just reached out to the small business writer, and he now calls me, you know, once a year, once every 10 months maybe, and
yeah.
I end up quoted.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a great thing. And it just, you know, you may go fishing and you may not catch anything, but if you leave that line and that bait in the water,
yeah.
one day someone's going to bite.
Absolutely. Give us the website again, Jeff.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com. www.jeffrizabar.com.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it
always
very much.
Great.
Good job today, as always. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Beautiful. Thank you, Jim.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best. Quick break, right back with Alan Friedman. He's the best, too. And he and I will be right back after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.